The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the policy or position of ONTV's management, staff, or board of directors. Happy 2024.
Happy New Year.
It is the second week of January, almost mm-hmm. a third week mm-hmm. of January 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And I am your host, Jason.
And I am Mrs. Kathy A.
Yes. She said it right. She said it right. Yes. I was trying to do the applause, but apparently the intro was on there too. So how?
Oh,
yeah, we're live. It doesn't get any liver than this.
Hey, happy what up, man? Year.
How
happy
are you?
Year.
You want to be our guest tonight for the show?
Did you start recording?
Yes, yeah. We're recording. We're live. Shout out to Andrew.
Do some editing, but I mean, if you need a
yeah, shout out to Andrew, man. Let's.
For a couple
Yeah, let's what are you, mic three, mic four?
Ooh.
Is it hot?
How.
Oh, it's hot.
Ooh, it's hot.
So usually we do a little comical banter back and forth, and then we introduce our guest, but tonight our guest's going to be Andrew, so you get to hang while we do a little comic banter real quick. We're just kind of talking about 2024.
Yes.
And
the year of our Lord, 2024.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Lions. Yes. The Lions.
That was so great last night,
talk about
guys.
The Lions.
Look, that was yes. so great.
Yes, the Lions kicked ass. And
yes.
I'm not even like a huge sports buff like I should be, you know, and it's crazy. You would think that I am, but I'm just not. I don't know why.
But the game was still good, though.
It was excellent.
What did you think?
I loved it. Yes. I watched it with my father, who, he was 2 years old when they won the championship in 1957.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Andrew, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
Wow.
Well, and you know what I loved about the game, too, is Detroit were not letting up. They were not giving Tampa Bay a chance to recover, to do anything. It's like as soon as they tried to do something, it was like they were on them like white on
rice. It was
like
a really great game to watch,
yes.
even if you weren't like a football person. And to me, and also I like the fact that right now, Michigan, our spirits are up right now. There's
yes.
money being spent.
Yes.
We're feeling good. We're feeling, you know, like just team spirit. I
That's
love
right.
it.
After Michigan won the college
yeah.
championship, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now the Lions.
Definitely.
Now hopefully next year the Tigers.
And we
oh,
won't talk about
so
the
great.
Pistons,
that would
too,
be so
you know?
Great.
The Pistons and the Red Wings. I mean, those teams
Man,
are.
Man, what's going on? How many games did they lose last, like so far?
Like 18 or something?
It's something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're like 2-40 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Seriously.
I miss like the Bad Boys. Like that's one game that I could actually watch was like Isaiah Thomas, Bill Laimbeer, you know, Joe Dumars.
Oh my
Dumars,
gosh, those
were,
but
the
thing
Bad
is,
Boys.
You had, but that was different though. You gotta think about how much entertainment back then was there when it
yeah.
came down to. Now you've got so many sports channels, sports teams, sports this.
Streaming,
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
There's so you everything
can
sit, streaming.
Yeah, so you can just watch it all day, every day versus before you only had like one playoff game to watch, one
yeah.
sports team, one of this. So you got to sit there and get to like know the players.
There's a lot
right.
of show offs too. I don't know,
yeah.
man. It's all about how many people can make 3 points. Like it's not the same game. You know, because you know, when we watched it coming up, it was like, you know, they went to the hole. They
yeah,
went into the paint.
True.
And now they're just like Let's see who can throw the better three-pointer. You know, it's like, what?
Let's see who can get 5 seconds on ESPN, yeah. You know.
Yeah, be the highlight reel the for the
yeah,
night.
Exactly. Yep.
So, so we're going to talk about your show a little bit. You're doing a show. You've been doing it for how many years now?
The one here in the studio? That show only 1 year.
Okay.
I started back in January, but I've been doing podcasts here for about 5 years.
Okay. And
really, what's your podcast?
Well, I don't do it anymore, but it was called Pristine Peninsula.
Pristine Peninsula.
So I was a fictional host.
Okay.
Called Fizz Williams.
Okay.
A version of myself.
Okay.
Where I would go around the state of Michigan and interviewing characters, which were really my improv friends who would come in here and do characters.
That's very interesting.
The topic would be either a subject or a city, something having to do with the state of Michigan.
Okay.
And then we would kind of set who and what everybody was, and then we would just do about 45 minutes of improv.
Wow. I love improv.
And, I miss that show. I haven't done it in probably a year and a half, but it was fun.
Yeah, and you had one of my buddies, Marcel, was on.
Marcel
was on your show, man. He's doing his thing.
Marcel,
I've seen that too.
Marcel, he's got a song, "Early Bird,"
mm-hmm.
that's on Apple, and it's streaming everywhere. He performed here in the studio.
Hey, how was that?
It was good. It was good. He was talking to me about coming back in and maybe shooting some more stuff to do like a proper music video.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for.
That's awesome, man.
Yep.
That's cool. So, how did you get into podcasting and you know the media that you're in right now?
Taking the class right here.
Really?
About 5 years ago.
Really?
In this room.
Yes.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah. So I started taking improv and sketch classes down in Ferndale at Go Comedy.
I want to go there. I haven't been there yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we can go sometime.
Really?
And then after I started doing classes there, I was also listening to a lot of podcasts at the time. And I said, you know what? I think I might be able to do this myself. So I started taking classes here, and I did probably 35 episodes of Pristine Peninsula in this room.
Wow.
That is
and
really
also,
cool.
Just to brag a little bit, I was the first person to ever do a live podcast at Planet Ant in Hamtramck.
Really? We went there and saw our boy Josh Adams.
I've heard of him.
He is hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to get him on your show, man. He's fucking hilarious. Like, seriously.
Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah, we cuss on this show.
Oh, F.
Well, because it's talking nude, so, you know, like, we're in
are we supposed to, like, take off our...
You know? Go jump out in the snow. Come on in. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, who were some of your favorite comedians coming up?
Oh, good Lord. Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
Dude, his sketch show took the whole country by storm. It's been 20 years since the show came out. I really liked David Letterman's late night show.
He was funny.
I liked his... He would kind of be kind of... He wasn't always so in your face, but he would kind of sit back and ask you smart ass questions to try to draw things out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that format, and that's a big influence of the show I do here, which is called Motor City Mirth.
Okay.
And of course, I'd like to have you guys on sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. Maybe
we
could have Kathy either cut my hair or read my palms or tarot cards or something.
You know what? You know what?
She brought the card.
She's got a bag.
Did she bring the bag?
She's got the bag.
Yes, I got the bag.
What's in the bag?
What's in the box?
What's in the bag?
Oh, it's a
Crown Royal.
We're going to get fucked up on the show tonight.
We got to fit the crown.
We could do tarot and drink. That's what we're doing. No, we're just kidding.
Yes,
drink responsibly, everyone.
We have the cards.
Wrapped in a black bandana.
He didn't even know. You didn't even know, but you're about to get a reading. Yeah. This is live.
This is
live. It don't get any liver.
I've never had this done before.
Really?
Should I be afraid?
No, not at all. I tell people all the time, it's nothing but confirmations.
Yes.
It's just confirmations.
Confirmations and affirmations.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me see your palms, though. I'm big on that part.
My hands are kind of sweaty. I just ran in here.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, he's got the money M. You've got the money M,
too?
Yeah.
All right.
He's got the M in your hand.
M is good. M is really good.
So that means you're always going to have money. You're always going to have it. You will not ever be down to, you can be down to 5 cents, but you're always going to have something in your hand. You're never going to be like down to like 0000.
I've been down to 5 cents.
So like, you're always going to have some type of money in your hands, but you guys know how to use money. That's why you guys burn money. Like, that's
that's true.
I burn it.
Yeah.
That is true.
You guys know how to get it.
I light my cigars with $100 bills, and the next day I'm like, where did my money go?
Oh my gosh, you have a lot going on in your life. You've had a lot going on in your life since you were born.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You've had a lot going on, and I'm not, this is the fortunate thing, though, is that it's going to keep on going on. You've got quite a long lifeline, honey. Yep.
So I'll probably live to be 97.
And then, like, your heart line, like, literally, you're like a thinker plus you are a heart person. So it's like, you equally know how to balance, like, your heart and your head, like, your emotions with your thoughts.
Thank you.
You know how to decipher those things. Most people, either they stick them together, like me, my lifelines are, like, mushed together. So a lot of stuff that I just, my heart and my head both go together. But in some people's, they're separate. You know how to, like, balance yours out. You know when you're emotional. You know when you're thinking, overthinking a situation.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Yep. Gosh, that is so cool.
My hands are really
your fate line. Your fate line, like, in the beginning, it's like you're destined for something, and then it kind of fades off until you find your way again, and then it keeps going. So your fate line is just like I said, sometimes you veer off a little bit off of what you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
but you catch right back on.
You sound like my boss at work.
And going and going. Yeah. Yeah.
And she got the cards. Ooh.
Yes, I do.
So I got to ask you guys, what made you want to start a podcast?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. We were doing TikToks and Instagrams
mm-hmm.
with like little video clips of us talking about just random movies and random music stuff.
Ticketmaster's prices, how high they are.
And just random subjects. And we just called, mm-hmm. and we were always at home in the bed doing it.
And we were really semi-nude.
Yeah.
And like, I believe it.
Yeah, we were in a bed with the comforters, got a drink in our hand.
And all you had on was this one sock, if you know what I mean.
Yep, correct.
Yes, correct. We were Anthony Kiedis.
I think all the Chili Peppers did it.
They did.
And all the guys from Rage Against the Machine, they were fully nude.
Really?
Anyway, don't look it up. Because some of those wieners look like a half stack of nickels.
Alrighty, hold those in your hand. Inhale in, exhale 3 times for me. We're going to do his reading.
Life.
Readings are never anything to be afraid of. I just love them. They're guidance. They're guidance. And it kind of lets you know what's going on, what kind of energy is going on in your life. You know, it's so simple. It's nothing new. Nothing huge. People always think it's so much.
Now, where can people buy a tarot deck?
Yes,
you
at metaphysical
stores.
Metaphysical stores have them, but honestly, bookstores do now. You have Second and Charles in Auburn Hills.
Yeah.
Has them. Even certain gift shops do. Some places like even Target have like a little inspirational, like spiritual section. But if you want to just, you know, get to the chase of it, just go to a metaphysical store. There is Fabulous Phase. That is in Waterford, Michigan. And then we have Crystal Cauldron, which is in Rochester, Michigan. And then we have Crystal Treasures, which is on Walton and Pontiac.
Is that in Michigan also?
Yes, in Michigan. Yes. What?
I'm joking.
All righty. Alrighty. Let's see what the cards
drum roll.
I don't know, do we have a drum roll on here?
Do you? I don't know.
Justice. Queen of Cups.
Mm-hmm. All righty, my dear. All righty, all righty. We got a couple things going on. Mm. Oh, got some major arcanas going on, my dear, my dear, my dear, my dear. You know what? You got good stuff going on. I just think that when it comes down to it, you just need to, you're stronger than you think.
Oh.
You are stronger than you think when it comes to your decision making. Don't be afraid to be fair, you know, when it comes down to what you want to do. You know, weigh the pros with the cons and make a fair decision, a fair choice, because that's where you're going to get your justice in your situations. And then I see that there's like, okay, this is what I'm going to say.
I'm what scared.
Is talking new, dear?
This is talking new, yeah. Baby.
Okay, I learn how to handle your emotions, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to handle your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And because you need to keep yourself in order.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep yourself in order. Discipline, order, stability works better for you versus using your emotions. And even technically your palms. So it's time to actually, you know, separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
But in your case right now, it's better to be more using your head.
Okay.
Be more logical. Thinking before you act. Don't go off your emotions. Right now is not the time to. Because it's going to be better for you when you make your decisions.
Okay.
As you're weighing your pros and your cons. So for you, don't be led with your emotions. For you, be led with your thoughts. So okay. Basically just break it down. Yours is going to be more analytical versus emotional.
Sure. I get it.
You know.
Yeah.
So, what else do I see? What else? Yeah. It's definitely going to work better for you, honey. Use your thoughts. Keep using your thoughts. When the same message comes through twice, I just roll with it, you know.
Okay. I got you.
So use your head versus your heart. And there's going to be appropriate times that when you're going to have to use your emotions. But right now in your life, no. Mm-mm. And it works better for you to use your head.
Okay. Yeah. And just be a little more logical and straightforward. And
yep.
Decisive.
Use your head.
That's yes. True.
Okay.
Yeah. Use your head and not your heart.
Now, Kathy, how often do you give Jason these tarot? I mean, is this like a weekly thing where it's like, Jason
hardly gets readings. Yeah. Seriously, Jason hardly does.
But you know, and the thing about it is, it's not that I'm what's the word I want to say? I'm not really scared of it or apprehensive. Just sometimes I just don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's like, I like going with the moment in life, about the spontaneity of it. Like, she's all about organization,
planning.
I need to know what's in.
I can't surprise her for anything at all.
Like I need to see what's in my vision, in my preview mirror. I need to see what's on the side. I don't have a mirror, but yes. You know, preview, whatever they say it is. I'm that kind of person.
And if I get her a gift, so, she has to know where I got it, when I got it, like, what I plan on doing with
it. I don't like surprises.
Not at all.
I just don't.
Not even good surprises?
No.
Oh,
no.
I know, and she's a Cancer. I'm a Pisces, so that's why, because Pisces are like the dreamers and spontaneity. You know, spontaneous.
Okay. He is so spontaneous. I am not. But I'm a Cancer with a Virgo mm-hmm. rising, and a Virgo is analytical.
Virgo
so
rising.
So it's like I can totally see myself.
You got the reference.
As I can totally see myself as like very analytical, and I admit that.
Well, I mean that's, in my opinion, a good thing for a couple to have. Yeah. It's sort of like a yin and yang.
This mm-hmm. is true.
Where you have the spontaneity, you have the planning.
Yeah. That's true, because she's like the best assistant / wife I've ever had in my life, because I'm so disorganized on shit. Like, seriously, like it's hard for me to like pinpoint what I want. Like, I can literally have 10 things and I might do 4 of them, but I want to do those 10 things. And then I just kind of like a fish, two fishes and two different. I'm literally like that. Like,
I'm not like I have to have things organized. I mm-hmm. even organize my TV time.
Yep.
I love TV so much, but I can't live without it. But I will schedule in my day mm-hmm. to make sure, I don't care if it's an hour or 2 hours.
She even gets up
early.
You know,
even a half hour. Yeah. You know, if I want to work out, if I want to do something, make candles, I make sure it's in my schedule. I'll give up sleep for it.
I would say I respect that about you, especially what you said about TV, because in today's day and age, like we talked about earlier, streaming,
mm-hmm.
you can get on a kick of sitting there for 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, quick.
And it's not the healthiest. I mean, it's not a terrible thing, but it's not the healthiest thing in the world.
No, now I feel like time is so precious now. Like, I want to organize. I want to do the most that I can do. I think that's, as I'm getting older, that's how I feel. So I'll go without sleep to do it. Like, I get about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
You know, to start, like, I'll do early. Like a workout, you know.
She's doing Tai Bo when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. I know. You put some of your workout videos on an IG, and I have to fist bump you on that. And
thank you.
Keep doing the grind, because that's
great. I like to have my disciplines, because sometimes, you know, life just goes like haywire, like, you know, crazy real quick. But through the craziness, I get to come back to my disciplines.
Yes.
You know, it keeps me mentally stable, that even when I'm feeling like I'm just going through the motions, but it's still part of my routine, to the point where at least I have that to come back to mentally.
Yep.
And that's what it does for me.
Great, great.
Nice.
Great.
So your show that you're doing now.
Yes.
It's like, is it like a talk show variety type show? Because that's what I gather from it. It's like a little bit of everything. That's the improv.
Yeah. So it's basically whatever comedian or musician friends that I can get to show up on the show.
Okay.
Sometimes people say they're going to show up and they don't, and we have to improvise on an improvised show and say, okay, this person's not here. We got to do this now. That's happened several times.
Like we had to today.
It worked out good, though, because, like, when I seen you, I was like, hey, you want to go in? Come on up, come on in.
That's how it goes. I mean, sometimes people have to call off. Yeah. Things happen, and, you know, sometimes guests can't show up. Mm-hmm. But you still, you have the vision to do an episode. You rented the space, and you just do it.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun, too.
It's fun. Yeah. I'm the kind of guy where I like to mix music and comedy.
Yeah.
I think the two go hand in hand. I think if you have a musical act that's not super serious or not super self-involved,
mm-hmm.
they could be a good musical act to go along with a good comedy act. And then I just like to interview those people afterwards and ask questions, play a game of would you rather, you know, mm-hmm. like would you rather have supersonic farts or a fiery burp that could vanquish your enemies, and you got to choose between the two.
Oh, the burp.
Totally a burp.
Yeah, I would use that like right now on a few people.
I would do the burp so I could vanquish my enemies, but there would be no murder weapon left behind, because it would just I'll be in here. You know, I could kill as many people as that sounds really bad.
We do not condone this at ONTV. No killing.
But I just grew up just watching SNL and
SNL.
Whether it's scripted like SNL, that's all written, mm-hmm. or it's improvised like a lot of other stuff. It doesn't matter. The two fit like a glove, and I love it. It bleeds through my veins.
I love when the characters actually break, and, you know, they try to make each other laugh. And of course, when, like, you know, when Tina Fey and Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon were on there, you know, they always would just try to break character. And Will was notorious for getting everyone to break character.
Well, he's one of those dudes you cannot get to break.
Yeah.
On the opposite end of the spectrum is Jimmy Fallon. He mm-hmm. he breaks every...
All the time. Him fucking, and Bill Hader.
Fucking every 30 seconds.
Yes.
Now you watch his late night show, he breaks every 30 seconds. Do you remember Bill Hader's character, Stefan?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So him and John Mulaney mm-hmm. created that character. You know Mulaney.
Yeah, for sure.
So this is something I found out behind the scenes. John Mulaney, he would be holding the cue cards mm-hmm. that Hader would read off of, but he would change like the punchline at the last minute and not let Bill Hader know. So Bill Hader would be reading something as Stefan that he didn't even know that he was supposed to say, and that's when he would break.
Oh, got you.
So if you go back and watch those, he'd be as Stefan. You know, he'd laugh a little bit, maybe break a tiny bit, but as the bit went on, he would break big time, and you could tell that was when Mulaney put up a new card, and Bill Hader had no idea what was going on.
So it was totally off the chain, like just spontaneity. Oh.
Totally. And you go back and you watch those now, and you're like, these guys are geniuses.
I'm a huge like Saturday Night Live fan. Kathy will tell you, I actually went on Etsy, and I got this Blues Brother hat that I'm wearing right now from a lady out here in Michigan.
Let's see that.
She made this custom-made Blues Brothers hat for me.
I see it. Mm.
Shout out to Ginger Menagerie, I believe it is.
Ginger Menagerie. Is that her real last name? Or?
No. Sarah is her like actual name, but like Ginger Menagerie. I can't even pronounce it right. But yeah, I think that's the name of her company. And she's making me a Saturday Night Live zip-up hoodie.
Wow.
With the first five, the original cast, but their silhouette on the back. And on the front's going like to have the certain
Chevy Chase logo. And Belushi and all
yep.
those guys.
It's going to be a silhouette, though. Wow. Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Nice. And then after that, you can get a T-shirt, mm-hmm. boxers, pants,
yeah, got to.
Socks,
yes.
shoes, a pinky ring that says SNL on. I mean,
and then you take it all off and run out in the snow.
Take it all off.
Take it all off.
And your wiener just gets red as hell, like it's about to pop.
We did that, actually, at the apartment one night. Remember, dear, I was in the boxers, and I jumped off the porch.
Oh, yeah,
we're on the second floor, and we jumped off. I jumped, literally ran
and the ice challenge
and jumped
too.
In this big-ass snow bank.
And the ice challenge, too. Remember that ice challenge? That was a few years ago
that
for that foundation or whatever.
I did do that. That was the summertime, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I remember that. Thanks for reminding me of that one. I totally forgot that one.
What was that for when all the celebrities were doing that ice challenge? Remember with the ice buckets?
Yeah, I think it was for... What's that disease where you forget things?
Alzheimer's.
I have it right now.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's.
yeah.
I think ALS or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, when everybody was doing all the like Tide Pod challenges.
I'm sorry. I hope that wasn't bad.
But yeah, with Saturday Night Live, what I loved, the original cast, you know, I mean, and obviously with the Will Ferrell and the Tina Fey, but I kind of lost them when, you know, when Eddie was on there. Eddie was funny, don't get me wrong, but the rest of the cast... You could tell the writing was a little bit not as
in the '80s. That's mm-hmm. when Lorne Michaels left.
Yeah, yeah, I remember he left. I read the book about it.
What's his name took over? Was Dick Ebersol or whatever?
Yeah,
he took over
was
for a couple
name.
Years. Lorne came back, and it took him about 5 years to get things back
mm-hmm.
until about early '90s, and then with David Spade, Adam Sandler, those guys they took it off again.
And they actually had, I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you probably do. But Chevy and Bill didn't get along. And I remember they said that I think when Chevy was hosting one night, him and Bill Murray got in a fight backstage.
Yeah.
And he literally he fucking got socked. But yeah, and came out on stage and did his monologue.
Well, I mean, you talk to anybody who has come into contact with Chevy Chase, and they'll tell you the same thing. Even Joe here in the studio, he met Chevy Chase in person at like a meet and greet. And he was like, yeah, he's
kind of an asshole. We're just gonna say it. No disrespect to any of his movies, you know, Vacation and Vacation 2 and 3.
Right, and read anything about how he acted on the set of that show Community, and you'll see. Well, got some anger issues, but anyway.
Yeah, Stern actually discussed it in his book. Actually, he had met him and his wife, and I guess like they didn't really get along. But John Belushi, man, rest in peace.
I know.
What a comic, like, just legend. Like, you know, and then Kathy, I actually, we went and saw Blues Brothers, and she didn't like it.
Really?
I just think it's boring. Yeah. I don't know.
Right? I know, it's blasphemous. Like, she didn't like Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, no, not at all.
I know.
Like, not at all.
I know,
all.
I'm just like, can we have... Do we have like a cricket sound?
You're gonna make me turn into Slimer.
This is horrible. Yes, but see, it was my fault. I took her on date night, and to be fair, my idea with date night was like, let's go out to eat, and then we'll go see a movie.
Of course.
Well, she was thinking more like dinner and then dancing, but we went to the 30th anniversary of Blues Brothers,
and I thought that like. He was gonna take me to it because he's like, oh, I have a surprise. I'm thinking, oh, okay. I'm looking. It was going to be maybe a romantic comedy, a comedy, like something that he knows I would want to see. And it was Ghostbusters. I said, what? Are you kidding
me? But it was the 30th anniversary, though.
And then after the movie, I'm like, this corny shit? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, serious?
I cannot get her to watch it. We'll be like, we'll watch, try to watch Blues Brothers, and she will go in the other room. Like, I'm just...
No, I just... It's just... I don't know. I just... The story doesn't make sense to me. The orphanage and the car and driving around town and stopping here and
why is,
stopping there. And like,
why is Princess Leia in this movie?
Right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's true. That is true. Unless you really know the history of them, you... And actually, would you like to enlighten them? Let them know? Let our audience know? Why was Carrie Fisher in the Blues Brothers?
Oh, I have no idea why she was in it.
Really?
I mean, is there an actual story behind it?
So it's a little, it's a short one, okay. But Dan Aykroyd actually used to date Carrie Fisher.
Really?
That's news to me.
Yeah.
Lucky him.
He used to date Carrie Fisher. And so I want to say it was like before she got like real, you know, obviously real big, because well, she did Star Wars in what, the late 70s?
That came out in 77. She was only 19.
Are you serious?
Think about that. She was like 19 years old playing that role.
And you said, yes, that's wow.
Yeah.
And then Harrison Ford, wasn't he like a construction worker or something?
Yeah,
he
was a woodworker. Yeah. Yeah.
He was like a union dude, just like doing the sets and everything. So switching up a little bit with the comedy, and you said Steve Martin. What was your favorite Steve Martin
movie? Yeah.
And you're making me think hard.
Because he's got so many great movies. He's got
I know
so
mine
many.
Without thinking. You already know. I ain't going to tell you.
Me too. I know mine.
Oh, I already know yours. Don't even say it. Don't say it. I know it, though.
The Jerk was, I haven't watched that movie in at least 15 years. But it's just so funny that he was adopted into a black family, and he thought he was black. I don't know. I just thought it was really funny.
It's true.
But no, that I'm trying to think what other Steve Martin things just. What's the thing with when he had the arrow through the head?
Oh, that was oh my God! I should know that one, and I don't.
And the movie where he's got the long nose.
Oh, that was
what was it called?
Not Pinocchio.
No. Steve Martin as Pinocchio.
That one had Daryl Hannah. I don't even think I watched that one. That's one of the ones I didn't watch.
Steve Martin's is funny. He's just funny.
Yours is Father of the Bride. That's your favorite.
Yes.
My favorite is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, mine too.
I've never seen that.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm dropping the F-bomb here. We're going to invite you to movie night.
I have to cry.
I know. Like, it's him and John Candy.
Yes.
But I think I might own it on DVD, but I've never actually watched it.
Did you see Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis?
I have.
That was an updated reboot of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, so it's...
very similar.
It's the buddy, like, yes, road movie.
Yes.
But no, to me, I'm sorry, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is everything. It is so funny.
All day.
But the Due Date is not funny like that. It's not.
Due Date was funny, but it was also not, dramatic because it was about...
But Steve Martin, it's just steady laughs.
And I did see Due Date in the theater. I remember liking it, but I can see the comparisons.
I had everyone was doing the bootleg DVDs. You know, the guy walking around with a backpack, and I had the Due Date.
Hey, buddy. $10.
$10. 2 for $20. Like, yes, and I liked it. Due Date. I'll agree with you, dear. It was a little bit more dramatic, but it was also Zach had lost his father, if I remember correctly, right? Wasn't his father, and his ashes was in the coffee can.
And they finally get out to
So it California, had it definitely had the heartfelt connection, because if you watch, I don't want to spoil Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We're going to have to do a movie night just to invite you over to watch that, because that's the shit. Like,
right,
you have to see that movie. But he actually has a master class, too. I signed up for it. He's, like, teaching people, like, comedy, improv, and...
Really?
And yeah, so Masterclass, they had a thing on online for New Year's Eve that you can get, their introductory thing for like half of what it usually is.
Nice.
And yeah, so shout out to Masterclass. I watched the Kevin Hart comedy one, and he talked about like just, you know, different pointers and things that helped him along the way in comedy. I love the how a comedian can size up an audience and just riff and just freestyle comedy, and just like how Josh Adams, for example, he's notorious for that. Like, he will just, we went to Mark Ridley's, what was it, a few weeks ago, dear?
Yes.
And man,
that was fun.
He lays into everything, and he's
very impulsive. Yes. I call impulsive comedian.
And he bounces off the improv energy of whatever he sees in the room. So like, there was this chick with her feet kicked up on the stage, and he's like, "Oh damn, you're just gonna have your feet kicked up on here?" And he just started calling her out. It was funny.
I do respect comedians who can do crowd work like that and, instead of just relying on written material. Yeah. I've done a lot of improv. I've done sketch. I've never done stand-up, and I don't know if I can be on stage by myself and do like that. I'm still kind of afraid to do that. Maybe in the future. Maybe this year I can do that. But
we might have to, go the new way or something.
I do respect guys who can, or people who can just riff like that and do crowd work and go in, nothing written, and just whatever, 15, 30 minutes. And just have everyone laughing. I love it.
We went and seen Carolyn Ray the other night, which is the mother from Home Alone, her sister, that was in Sabrina Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah.
And she was at One Night Stands the other night.
Oh, in Waterford.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw somebody post that. Mm-hmm. Someone else on social media.
She was really funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
Yeah, she came in and just started ripping apart how the stage looked and and how she just was similar. Like, she just started picking apart different things and improv, and I love that comedy. Mm-hmm. And you have any questions, dear?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, not at all.
Really? Now, Kathy, I have a question. Now, instead of seeing Ghostbusters, what type of movie would you like to see on a date night?
Good question.
Oh, my
God. Do you like a good drama?
I like a good comedy. I want to laugh. Yeah. I love to laugh. Me and Jason, that's one of the number one things we do together is laugh. And it's the number one reason I'm with him. It's the number one.
It's the only reason I'm with him.
Oh, yeah. No, there's many. But this one is number one because Jason he makes me laugh every day. He makes me laugh every single day. So I think the most thing we do together is laugh.
We have our own little jingles we do, too. Like, we do, different jingles just putting off our shoes.
Yeah.
Or we'll do a jingle about food, waiting for our food at the restaurant, and we'll start tapping, and we'll harmonize and just do little jingles on the spot. Nice. You know, something that I think would be really interesting when we do your show is I've never done the cue cards. That would be kind of cool.
I haven't either before, really? So that would be a first time for me. So
right. So
what are you thinking? Like, would you want me to write like jokes for you or put them on the cue cards or
it could be jokes or it could be like improv type stuff or a character.
Well, improv isn't written.
No, not okay. What?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
No, you're trying to think like that show you like with Wayne Brady in them.
Yeah, like whose line is it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Like stuff like that where you say like a.
So that's called short form improv.
Yeah.
So where you'd have a host who like Drew Carey who would say, okay, this is the game that we're gonna do. Here's the rules.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Okay, I could do. I could manage that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometime. Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, let's see. Horror movies. What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, good. Yeah. What's your favorite?
Of all time?
Yeah. A top five.
Do you like a good gore or do you like a good just like, you know, like
psychological thriller?
Yeah.
I like I'm not a big fan on the gore or like the physical body horror, but I like a good psychological.
So no jump roping with the intestines like Saw X.
So you like
not really. Oh man, what's a good one? Shit. Did you see? I'm sure you saw Get Out.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I like that type of movie where it's kind of a slow burn where it's like, all right, something's going on here, but you know
that's
what?
True.
What?
That is like, what is it?
What's going on? And then step after step after step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
3/4 through the movie, you're like, I think I know what's going on, but I'm gonna wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
What's another good psychological? Have you heard of a movie that came out last year with Joaquin Phoenix called Bo is Afraid?
I have not. Is it good?
It's good. I'm not gonna. No. I'm not gonna spend time telling you what it's about. But what about Midsommar or Hereditary?
Hereditary, I saw. Yeah, I want to see. Do you watch Hereditary with me? That had Toni Collette in it.
Yep.
It?
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the guy who directed that did a movie like a year later called Midsommar.
Okay.
About this group of college kids who go to this little commune in Sweden during their summer break.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that they're a cult that's kind of stuck like in the 1400s.
Oh, wow.
And then people start disappearing and...
Really?
Ooh.
At the look into that.
Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Oh, my God. That movie is 3 hours long.
Are you serious?
But it is the slowest burn.
Yeah.
You don't think it's a horror movie because the whole time it takes place in broad daylight and it's... sunny and beautiful, and all the people in are just these gorgeous people. But then things start happening.
Yeah.
Things start falling into place, and the college kids start questioning things. Mm. I'm not going to go any further. But yeah, Midsommar. One of the best horror movies of the last 10 years.
One of my favorite. I remember I was a kid, and I saw The Shining, but also Evil Dead. Oh. Evil Dead was some just crazy. I mean, and it was filmed in Michigan.
Yeah, in Livingston County. Yeah,
oh, was it in Livingston?
Part of it was. Yeah. And then also the other part of it was filmed down in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Raimi, the director,
yeah,
he was a film student at Michigan State at the time.
Really?
And I don't remember if Bruce Campbell, if he was going to Michigan State or if they just knew him because Bruce Campbell's
just
from...
probably bumped into him
Royal,
somewhere.
He's from Royal Oak.
Yeah.
But no, Evil Dead is...
classic.
Oh, my goodness. And then Evil Dead 2. Mm-hmm. I never saw Army of Darkness. I still haven't seen that.
It's good.
But those first two are...
What about the Dawn of the Dead or any of the George Romero's?
Yes.
Like, what would be like your favorite one?
The original Night.
Oh, for sure.
And then I didn't care as much for the remake of Dawn, but the original Dawn.
True.
Oh, my God. When they're in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's also a commentary, like a social commentary on consumerism and capitalism.
Yep.
At that time, like you see the zombies go in the mall and they're just like, oh,
yeah,
you know, mindlessly, almost as if they're, you know, buying shit, but they're tearing people apart. But that Dawn of the Dead is excellent.
I'm interested to see what they're gonna do with the new Jason that's supposed to be coming out on Peacock. They're doing a series.
Oh.
That's going to be, and I guess it's called Crystal Lake because they can't, you know, obviously because of the legal rights, they can't put Jason or Friday the 13th, but it's a prequel.
I didn't know they were coming out with that. And I have never seen a Friday the 13th movie.
Are you serious?
Never.
What?
I got to see myself.
I have
out.
Never met somebody in my life who hasn't
what?
Seen one.
I know,
oh my God, this is a first. I'm a virgin to this. Oh my God.
I consider myself a decent horror fan, but I have never seen a Jason movie.
Oh, so you know what we're going to do? Wow. Look, I'm putting it on blast right now, on the spot right now. This year, I'm going to make sure I have that Halloween weekend off at work.
Yes.
You got to come over. We're going to binge some scary movies.
Okay.
Got to do it.
I've only seen the very first Freddy movie, too. I haven't
really?
Seen the series. I've only seen the first one. I loved it. Do you remember that part? And this will always stick with me. When his arms stretch out really, really long, like fucking 40 feet long.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That part always stuck with me. And I thought it was equally like funny and scary at the same time.
So you had never seen the Freddy versus Jason? Oh, my.
Never.
Love that movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So if you weren't doing... you know, the shows and the improv. What would you like to do in life? Like, what was other things that you'd like
to
do?
The CEO of a car company. No, I'm joking. no, I honestly would love to direct a feature film.
Okay.
I've had
I can see that.
I've had thoughts of doing a non-supernatural horror film. Have you seen, well, I mean, this is kind of supernatural, but not really. It's called It Follows.
Yeah.
It was filmed here.
Really?
In Pontiac, Clawson, and Detroit.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really like that movie. And I, like I said, I'm not big on supernatural horror, mm-hmm. but just more like the psychological horror and realistic horror.
Okay.
I would love to write and direct a film like that, or just a dramedy, a comedy drama movie.
Did you know, I'm sure you're probably familiar with Mark France. He's a director. No. He had, what was the name of that movie? Rachel's Attic or Emily's Attic. But we used to work at Suncoast together, a video entertainment store at Summit Place Mall.
Okay, I remember that place.
Yeah,
I
love that place.
Hey, when I was a kid, we would go to Summit Place all the time, and I'd spend about $28 in quarters in the arcade playing the X-Men game.
Oh, yeah, dude. They had so... Yeah, you ever been to Suncoast there?
No. I would go to Suncoast, and I would just scan all the movies. I would just eat all of that up.
They had everything. What I loved about Suncoast is Mark, you know, I worked in there with him and a couple other people, and they had everything from, like you said, DVDs, but they had, like, Spider-Man jerseys. I remember I got a Spider-Man jersey from there. They had, like, figures from, like, different movies, Resident Evil, yep. Wolverine, you know, stuff like that, and it was different. You know, you had box sets of, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Twilight Zone. Shout
Gosh,
out to Ross
I remember
Sterling.
The days yeah. of buying DVDs. Right. I remember when I bought my like first big box set, it was like Sex and the City. I remember I had to save my money to get it because Mary Met shit was like $200 and like $300 for a box yeah. set. And you're just like, oh my God, I want Grace, you know, Will and Grace. I had Sex and the City. You wanted all them box sets. The whole thing was box sets.
That's how it yep. was. I remember you know, I got Nightmare on Elm Street. It was like $100 for all the nightmares.
I remember VHS. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That shit was like a whole lot of money.
It was worth it, though. That was a great series. I'd love that. Was Josh Whedon, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Whedon. Yep. Yep.
So yep. I got to ask, DC or Marvel for you?
I recently had a discussion about this from a childhood friend and that I grew up with in Pontiac. And we were little kids. We got like probably 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
His name is Robert. Well, Bobby, we got into a fist fight in my parents' front yard. He was a Marvel fan and I was a DC fan, and we started just punching each other because I said Batman was better than Wolverine. Right, so I'm a DC.
Yeah,
Batman's always my favorite. The Dark Knight is, in my opinion, probably the best superhero movie ever made.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Marvel has, I mean, I love Marvel almost as much as DC. I think in general, Marvel has better movies lately, well, the last 15 years, but DC's got Batman. So it's hard to.
I don't, but you know, I'm going to say it though. I saw the new Batman and it was not that good.
With Arpat?
I did not.
Really? I liked it.
I guess it's because they did so much different.
It was
stuff
really
to
dark. It was dark.
Yeah.
Riddler
was like a sadomasochist, like leather, like clad. Yeah. I just didn't.
The Riddler character, like, it wasn't what you'd expect for the Riddler.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, I thought, was well made. And when they first announced Arpat as Batman, I said, oh, we're going to have the Twilight guy be Batman? Yeah. I thought he was okay in it. Not the best Batman. Not Michael Keaton or Christian Bale.
For sure.
But I thought he did his part. And I know they're going to make more. And we'll see how, you know, where it goes. But I liked it.
I think, I'm sorry, dear. Do you want to say something?
Oh, no, I was going to say lightning round.
I was.
Lightning round?
Right before that, Ben Affleck, though, I was actually really interested in his take on Batman. I think he did a good job as well.
Batman versus Superman, which was also filmed here.
Yes, it was. Wasn't it the GM building, right?
They filmed maybe something at the GM building. I know they filmed that final fight scene in that old train station that Ford bought recently and redeveloped.
Okay.
It's called Michigan Central Station.
Yeah. They filmed a lot of movies there. The Transformer movies were there.
That's right. back when we were smart and had tax credits.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a couple friends who were like, yeah, we're working behind the scenes to get those tax credits back to get movies.
They need to, man, because that would bring a lot of economy back to Michigan. We need that because I remember when they were filming The Island in Detroit with Scarlett Johansson and Ewan McGregor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And because I was driving down there, and I remember seeing they had the whole – it looked like a futuristic city right there off Jefferson.
Yes.
Like before you get to the tunnel.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, they're filming a movie here. And they're like, yeah, they're filming The Island.
They also filmed part of that in that same Michigan Central Station.
Really?
I was telling you about. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then also on that bridge, the I-75 bridge that goes over the Rouge River.
Yeah.
You know, like where it goes up and you look around, you see all the industry.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
They filmed RoboCop there too.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes,
Lightning
sir.
Round, ready, baby?
All right. All right.
All righty. Favorite pizza?
Ooh. Buddy's deep dish with pepperoni. No, with chicken and feta.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Favorite DC character besides Batman?
Oh, good Lord.
I know, I put you on the spot.
You put me on the spot. Oh. My DC really revolves around Batman. I don't know. The Joker.
Okay.
I mean, he's the only villain that is Batman's almost equal.
Definitely.
The Joker. Yeah.
Chicken or steak?
Are we talking a Friday night or a Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Steak.
Favorite hip hop song?
Oh man, that one song by Aaliyah, with Timbaland.
First you don't succeed.
No.
No, the one with the doctor
dun,
little
dun,
movie.
Yeah, that's Are You That Somebody?
Are You That Somebody? Yes. No, seriously. At work, we listen to 92.3, you know,
the mix.
Yeah. Oh, and three times a day I hear that song, and I'm reminded what an angel Aaliyah was.
She was.
Beautiful voice. My God, what a beautiful woman. But that song, I love that beat. And I'm
a baby's in the background.
Yeah. Why is there a baby cooing in the background? Like, why would you put this in here? But it works.
Yeah,
I love it. And I'm a drummer, and I'm like, I'm sitting there at work.
Really, you drum too?
Does that count as a hip hop song? I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Hip hop ish.
Hip hip. I mean, or to just be more R&B ish. I don't know.
R&B-ish,
It's kind of hip-hop. It's a hip-hop-ish.
Yeah,
A little bit.
All right. I mean, okay. So hold on. We laid some track there. Let's back up. What would be a good R&B song?
A good R&B song.
SWV.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. Not R&B. A hip-hop song.
Oh, hip-hop song. For me or for you? Hip Hop Parade?
Yeah.
For me, it would be First of the Month, Bone Thugs and Harmony, because it's so
first
catchy.
First of the Month, you wake up,
so
wake
catchy.
Up, wake up.
I'm not familiar with Bone Thugs.
Man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cut it out. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to give him like a Rolodex of music to listen to. Favorite band?
There is this progressive rock band out of El Paso, Texas, called the Mars Volta.
Oh, I know about them. Yeah.
So the singer and guitarist were in a previous band called At the Drive-In.
Yep.
And they were kind of like a post-punk hardcore band.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of like the weird, like progressive rock, like
Rush.
Rush, King Crimson, Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah, Pink Floyd.
All that psychedelic progressive rock.
Yeah.
Like that's my number one genre. And nice. I could talk for 10 hours on that crap.
Ah,
yes.
Okay. Shrimp or lobster?
Coconut shrimp.
Oh my God, that sounds
coconut
so
shrimp
good.
With the sweet mango,
oh,
not mango,
God.
Whatever it is, the dip.
Yeah, sauce. Oh my God.
Yeah.
If you could live anywhere in the world, good. Where would it be?
Good Lord. I might just say a small house up by Traverse City. or Petoskey up there.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't traveled the world that much, but at least within the United States, the northeastern part of the state, Traverse City, Petoskey. I love that. That's God's country up there. I love it.
Nice.
Love it.
Oh, yes. Nice. Okay. Yes. Favorite toothpaste.
Colgate Plus with whitening.
God, love it.
Nice.
You know, the Colgate, it's got like three different stripes. You know, it's got the red, the white, and the blue. The three different colors, yeah. When you put it on your toothbrush.
Well, we're getting towards the end here, and we just want to say thank you so much.
Yay,
give it up for yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Thank you for inviting me as I walked
yes,
by.
Like literally. He was like, walk on by.
I will be on any podcast that anyone ever wants me on. I love it.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. And like I said, I'll have you guys on my show.
Yeah.
In the next couple months when I'm planning some more shows, and maybe we can have one of our guests get a live tarot card reading, or maybe get their hair cut into a either a mullet or a mohawk. And
that would be dope. We should do that because she loves to be creative. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, a mullet! I have one customer who gets one done by me. I have one.
Yeah.
One. He's been coming to me for about 10 years.
Wow. Damn. Well, ladies and gents, we are at the end of our episode. Hope you guys have a great night. Please be safe out there. The ice is crazy. You don't want to be slipping and sliding, you know, because someone's going to probably YouTube it or TikTok it, and you know, it'd just be a whole thing. You just want to avoid that. So till next time we come back for another exciting episode of
Talking Nude.
Have a great night, everyone.
Talking Nude.
Yeah, this is what we do right here.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
This has been an episode of
Talking Nude.
Yeah, we're sitting over here taking off our clothes and watching eating
Talking Nude.
Eating bags of potato chips and donuts. White Castle and Wendy's. Andrew Walker over there. Paul Ethan, Anthony Kiedison. Just
Talking Nude.
Listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Californication. Under the bridge.
Have a great night, everyone.
Especially